World Cross LeVar, you're live.
What do you think? Alrighty, hey, you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. I think my co-host is a little late again. But I hope everyone is having a great day. You know, we got another great show coming up for you guys. We have some, you know, some good music, and we're just here to entertain you guys because I know we're all home getting a little stir crazy. But I hope everyone is safe and sound. And while we're waiting for our special guest, I just definitely want to shout out to our artist of the month, Work. We definitely be, you know, playing a lot of his tracks. I mean, follow him on Instagram. He got a lot of, you know, good things coming up when this whole thing is over with. Getting to his the first track of the day. This is Who's That by Work.
This joint is dedicated to hardcore. I'm the hardest of the core.
Who's that getting busy? It's working.
Oh, really?
He's working.
No biggie
with verses.
So can you barely hit me?
Who's that getting busy? It's working.
Oh, really?
He's working.
No biggie
with verses.
So can you barely hit me?
Ooh, that nigga's making me sick. I feel like Earl, and if it's hotness that you spit, then I must be coughing up Sherlins. I'm the formula, 44D, curing your sneezing, pleasing. Your eardrums, your beats are beating. You see them, they stay deceiving.
Yeah.
Get on my verse when I'm spitting. First, they ain't breaking even. The odds against you, like three amigos with a lot of dental. Insurance coverage, know them niggas ain't got credentials. Check my credential with pot and pencil. You find it Philly hard to forget my fissure. Phenomenon with flipping my phrases back, it's been sounding fickle. Every now and then making sense, but don't have a nickel. My mic is plated in diamonds. Saying the best with my initials. I play dismissal to have you endorsing Kleenex tissues. Niggas be weeping, sleeping on what the work believing. It's not like I just started last weekend. Rapping and making music happen. I cruised around the world in the ship, no capping. I drove around the United States and realized I had no mapping. Made it there safely, I'm not a baby, I'm Papa Jackson. Yelling at Tito, Frito, lay rappers I eat when I'm snacking.
Tito!
Snacking, snacking, snacking.
Who's that getting busy? It's working.
I treat the best like my major was in abusive damage.
Oh,
I'm Jacob Javits, can rock the center, then rip the fabrics. Right off your body parts, use your weak heart to feed the maggots.
Ooh.
These rappers babbage, they can't establish a style of manage.
Yeah.
You know you act when the crew you with turn their head embarrassed. They up and vanish, then walk away with a look of sadness. They know the females that's in the cipher start speaking Spanish.
What?
They say Mujero, me no quieto, his music ghetto. Me give him zero, that's on a scale of a sandwich ghetto. That ain't too good, like bananas not turning yellow. Must step up your game a little. I'm black calling cat the kettle. I'm hot.
Leave that.
Who's that getting busy? It's working.
Oh, really?
He's working.
No diggy
with buzzing.
So can your man to hit me?
Who's that getting busy? It's
All right.
What's up, everybody?
And there he is.
Oh, there I am. I was already waiting on y'all. I was trying to go respect to his music, so I was on time.
Okay. Well, we didn't hear you. Hopefully you was. But how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the weather in Baltimore City right about now. I am supposed to be opening up in Baltimore pretty soon tomorrow.
Yes, I think we are, but I'll still be home, so have fun out there.
Yeah, I know. That's how people are. It's nothing to complain about, though, I'll tell you that much.
It's too soon, but...
They out there for everything. I got some crap going on this week. going out there, make sure you got your mask on, your gloves on, and make sure you're not African American.
Well, yes, it definitely does seem to be a different type of standard for us.
Yeah, they are, because they got me real good today.
Oh, yes, you said your Whole Foods experience.
Yeah, my Whole Foods experience is something terrible. I was getting organic fucking mayonnaise. She swears to be glad I was selling organic mayonnaise. So shout out to any organic people that's out there, or any vegans out there. But
wow,
that's the kind of stuff you got to deal with when you're 6'1", African-American male, wearing a mask. I almost look like a Klansman. Sorry if I offended anybody. But other than that, Whole Foods won't get my money no more. So y'all have a good night.
Alrighty. Well, that's
how you
I make
my own mayonnaise now. I make my own organic mayonnaise.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, let's get into our next track of the day so we can get some callers on. This is Barcode from our special guest from last week, G.I. Giggle.
Yeah, that was dope. I like that song.
Yeah, it's labeled as Master Money Master.
GMB.
Boots a bad ass nigga.
It's Jizzle.
G.I. Jizzle, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Dirt bags, nigga. Yeah.
Be down to chill up with hand in the
chair. I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. I be out here getting it, I should have been on Narco. Count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico. I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. I be out here getting it, I should've been on Narco. I can count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico. Stacking, making plays and maneuvers. Handling the package like we movers. And I pay a four to the shooters, niggas. I ain't even gotta get a word there, do you? First class down in Houston, dirt bags down with boots. I'ma make the shit happen, nigga, no excuses. Put the whole team in position with the music. Had my little son on the shit before he's schooling. Now the jury getting foolish, pulling up with something stupid. Pussy niggas plotting, but I'm ready, nigga, do it. You know what that rap about when I bring the steppers out. Ask EPCO, bitch, everything checking out. I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. Be out here getting it, I should have been on Narco. I can count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico. I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. I be out here getting it, I should have been on Narco. I can count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico.
Bitch, I'm about money and it's bigger than his music. Been dumping packs to my niggas down in Houston. Whole lot of money talking shit that's boosted. Money machine, keep losing. Bitch up in the back, counting 20s and she naked. 40 on her side and she ready. I should have been a star on that fucking narco. Cause if real niggas got a dollar bill, bitch, I'm the barcode. Niggas switch like Geico, his bitch needed lifo. Ran out of money and he couldn't afford a rifle. All blues, nigga, and my shoes blue too. Saved all the money, tears and the fire.
I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. I be out here getting it, I should have been on Narco. I can count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico. I be on the money like a motherfucking barcode. I be out here getting it, I should have been on Narco. I can count the money with my motherfucking eyes closed. Bitch, I saved the money and I didn't switch to Geico.
It is definitely like that, and it's featuring Boosie, so definitely can't go wrong with that. And again, that was Barcode, our special guest last week, G.I. Yes, definitely.
Also, shout out Fleetwood, too, for actually plugging us in together.
Yeah, definitely can't forget to shout him out as well.
Yep. What's going on, Miss Keisha?
Nothing much, you know, chilling, got another work conference call. Well, it's a video chat coming up later on this evening, so I had to put on some clothes.
Okay.
But all right, let's get to the next caller. I mean, let's get to the caller.
978-891.
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules calling the show. My support. How are y'all?
What's up?
Doing good. And you, sis, how are you?
I'm good. Shout out to the Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio. I'm so grateful to be here. Hashtag run
every day, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Black Tear. Shout out to Ageless Angels, Jah Earthling J. Shout out to the Temple Dynasty. You all know probably what happened.
Sad news.
Very sad news. The hip hop world, we've lost a lot of people lately in the R&B world. Andre Harrell and Little Richard and my family, Rob DeNoyes Temple, along with his wife, his current wife, Judy Smith Temple, and his other wife,
awesome.
Margaret Conway Temple. Yeah, it's crazy, y'all. All within like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we also saw Freddie Garson as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Freddie
Garson.
Oh, shoot.
You know, tell people you gotta appreciate people while they're here because you just never know.
No, all about just
so
washing
true.
Your hands and staying healthy. So I'm staying healthy.
Right? No doubt. Well, y'all, I'm grateful to get, I just do a routine checkup with my doctor and everything came back top. So, yay. But,
that's good.
Yeah, shout out to all the callers and the listeners. Shout out to Carlita 810, Carlito 810 from Detroit. Well, he's not from Detroit, but he's out in Michigan. I'm from Detroit, and so is Black Tear. But, yeah, shout out to all the artists out there.
How far are you from Montana?
From where?
Montana.
Oh, wait, that's like across the country. Yeah, I'm in the east side, like towards Maine.
Okay.
Towards New York City. I'm closer to New York City, actually.
Okay.
That's about 3 hours away from me.
Okay.
But, yeah. Actually, I was supposed to go. We were making plans to go down to New York City and see Rob DeNoyes Temple. Shout out to the Sugar Hill Gang to do a promo for our next, track that we got dropping, which we're still dropping. It's called Deja Vu For You. He remixed our latest track called The Reality. But, yeah, we were devastated. We're just, taking it day by day and still creating and still in, vibing the most high vibes that we can and helping others and helping ourselves lift each other up. And, yeah, I heard you last night, Keisha, on the radio.
You were on right behind me and you shouted me out, so I definitely appreciate you always showing some love.
Oh, yep. Most definitely. And you know what, LeVar, I didn't realize that was you with Tupac Tina the other night. I was like, wait, that sounds like LeVar Hayes. Otherwise, I would have said something to you, my brother.
That's okay. I was on the cover. That's all. I was actually LeVar
you
that
were.
Time.
I recognize that voice.
I have a different voice for everybody.
Right?
Yeah, but different vibe. I'm very excellent.
No doubt.
I should be on that again this week, too. If everything
works out,
I should be on it this week, too.
Nice. You're a busy guy.
Let's all give our support. I mean, she's actually from North Carolina, so give them a little support.
Right. Well, that's really nice.
She did good. Yeah, she did a good job.
Yeah, she did. It was for her first show. It was cool. But,
she did real good.
Yeah, definitely. I'm grateful to Black Tear, and thank you guys for having me on tonight. You can check us out on agelessangelsmusic.com. On all the platforms. Keep watch because we're going to be dropping this track and it's going to be really, really, really special now. I mean, I was already happy about working with this legend, and you know, I'm looking forward to dropping it for everybody to listen to and to vibe, because it's really special to us. But yeah, shout out to everybody out there, all the callers and all the listeners. You guys all take care, be safe, and just keep creating and keep rising. And yeah, my heart goes out to all the people who lost their loved ones recently, and oh my gosh, all the stories of the police shooting everybody is just pissing me off. So, you know, we got to take care of each other, and I hope that the latest shooting, you know, I really am manifesting that the people that did that are going to jail, just like the criminals that they are.
I really hope so too, sis. It's just so... It's just crazy to me, but
it is.
I mean,
it doesn't even sound.
No, you can't be surprised by it, but it's just so senseless. And you know, it's like they're killing the best of us.
I know.
You know,
it
people
is wrong.
With so
it's
much
so
promise.
What happened?
Breonna.
Yep.
Breonna Taylor and her man.
Yeah.
Were raided by police who entered the wrong house, and he was supposedly defending himself. And you know, it's always the same story. Always, and I'm tired of the stupid story. Like, you people are murdering people. I don't care what it is. You know, what kind of freaking excuse they give. But
yeah.
She was shot in the crossfire. And
you talking about a singer, Breonna Taylor?
No. No, this woman, this young lady, she was an EMT and I think like a GNA, maybe in like a hospital. Like she's on the front lines. They're sleeping. It's like 1 a.m. and the police had a no-knock warrant. So, you know, of course, if someone's breaking in your home at 1 a.m, he has a gun. None of them have criminal records. So he shot at the door, you know, just like a warning shot. Back off. And the police, they just start shooting from the front door, the windows, the back doors, and they ended up shooting her 8 times as she slept.
What happened to him?
Well, they arrested him for attempted murder because he shot the first shot. But he don't know who you are.
You entered my house and trespassing. So it's okay to trespass, but that's... I'm on air, so I can't really stress myself right now. But you gotta be kidding me. What state was this?
I don't know. I gotta look again.
That's crazy. That's very stupid. Because you got a badge that make you still a human. You still a human, and that's what they act.
Exactly.
The way they act all the time. That's
exactly.
The only thing I can say about it. That's what they act. The way they act, because they got a shield behind them, which is supporting them. But I don't support the common person when you walk in the door with an unarmed warrant. I didn't know you could do that. That's kind of senseless.
Yeah, you actually can. A lot of states allow you to have no-knock warrants.
No, that's some bullshit.
Let's make sure you're at the right house.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. What the hell are you going to
have? You're at the right house.
Exactly.
Like,
they were at the
it's
wrong
It's 1 in the morning.
House. Exactly.
Like 1 a.m, he doesn't, and the officers that shot her 8 times don't get nothing.
Exactly.
That's like crazy.
Well,
like they made her like they target an innocent person at that. He did a warning shot. He didn't hit nobody. So how is it attempt murder? So when they hit her 8 times, what that was? That was assault.
Right, which is
like,
why we need to support the family, because they got the same people that are represented, who represented Mr. Avery.
It's just terrible. You know,
fine. Johnny Cochran's son or something. That's just fucking senseless. I just like when people do that stupid shit, because they got a badge and they got a uniform. Don't make them make stuff right. He did a warning shot, but didn't hit nobody. But
his
dad on wall. Now they got to bury his wife, and he got to be in jail to get buried, so he can't actually see her get buried.
Yeah,
I know. That's
the whole
thing.
It's just truly tragic and very senseless.
it's messed up. So we need to manifest in gratitude and happiness that the people that did that are served justice, because that's wrong. And they're supposed to, I think it was Louisiana. I think it was in Louisiana. They're supposedly looking into it, but man. So yeah, prayers to all to everybody out there to keep safe, and you know, oh my goodness. Don't let anybody steal your joy.
Man, we got masks and all that crap. That's just stupid.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, that's primarily why I joined the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, because 99.9% of the people that are shot are deaf black men, and they're told to stop and they can't hear, and they keep going, and boom, you know, so...
I got profiled almost like 5 times on my lifetime. 2 times this year alone. Two times this week alone. Yesterday and today. I know.
I've been with people that have been profiled, and I had to have been that person to tell the police whose rights are being violated, and they looked at me and I'm like, nah, you aren't gonna pull that. And they went away.
Yeah.
I'm like, you better stop, you know.
Yeah.
They've discriminated against me, but I know my rights and I stand up for people's rights, and that's what we gotta do. So,
Love
you, yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling in.
Most definitely, you guys stay safe. Have a great night, and I'm sorry I didn't mean to get all in the low vibe, and I want to keep it real and. That woman is not a statistic. She's a real person, and she has loved ones out there, so we pray for her loved ones and to everybody out there. But you guys take care and salute my family.
You do the same, Angela. You be safe out there.
Thanks. Let's get
Thank you, my
call.
Family. Peace.
No problem. Anytime, Angela.
We're going to get to more of you guys, right? This moment.
All right, let's go to the next caller, real quick.
646-673.
Hey,
what's up? What's up? NYC, Sean Felder, SX Energy Drink. How y'all doing today?
Yeah, we're doing good. And you, Sean?
Too long. That young lady that mentioned that young black woman was killed, and it was in Louisville, Kentucky. And she was an EMT worker. So y'all could Google that. She was an EMT worker. Business sleeping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just so senseless.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? What we got to do, we might need the Nation of Islam, the FOI, to step in, because I guarantee you those cops will mess with those true to Islam guys. Those brothers don't play. You know what I'm talking about, right, folks?
Yes, definitely.
We're going to need the true to Islam, because I guarantee you those cops will not mess with the FOI if they were standing there protecting our communities, because we need to contact Minister Farrakhan. It's up a million man march too, because I don't think we learned anything from the first one. You know what I mean? And black men, we gotta wake up, man. Because also that killing in Brunswick, Georgia, that was uncalled for. I don't know if y'all heard, there was a black militia group that had a stand up with cops. Oh, you know them cops were crapping in their pants. We might need a black militia group and all the black community to let them know, like the Black Panthers back in the '60s, we're not gonna put up with this nonsense. And I guarantee, if we had that. Don't think twice of attacking our community. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it definitely is senseless.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna be it'll be a possible race war if we don't get Trump out of office. Trust me, because he's instigating a lot of this. And people, we gotta vote, man. And these young folks gotta realize, come November, get out and vote. That's the only way we can get them out. Cause we have the political power to do it, but do we want to do it? That's the key. You know what I'm saying, Keisha? We got to get out and vote. And like I said, we need to contact Minister Farrakhan to set up another Million Man March too, because we blacks in America got to wake up, stop all these killing of each other over senseless crap, and let's try to get it together. You know what I mean? This ain't no joke in 2020.
Yeah, definitely it isn't.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm very sick of the people, and my vote don't count, but yes.
And another thing, Keisha, before I get off the political tip, we need to write to these so-called black politicians and get on them and saying, what are you doing to address these issues? We hold them accountable. We put them in these offices, and they see that to do a damn thing. People, we got to get on these black officials and call them accountable. What are you doing?
You can't just say black officials, though. I don't mean to cut you off, but you can't always say black officials, though, bro.
Well, there's some of them that don't do their job, brother. I live in Harlem. Let me tell you something. I wrote the five.
I live in Baltimore. But you're singling out one type of gender and race that doesn't make sense when it's other people that doesn't do their job as well.
I'm just talking through experience, brother. A lot of them don't do anything like they're supposed to do.
I am too.
Okay.
I am too.
That's just my opinion.
Your opinion. I have my opinion as well.
Right.
I'm just saying you classify one race. I understand experience as well.
Right.
I'm older than you think I am.
You.
I'm a little bit older than you think I am. I'm
well,
expressing my opinion as well.
Look, like I said, I'm just saying from my experience, from my opinion, some of them are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we got to hold them accountable.
Well,
some of the white officials, some do, some don't, from my experience, but us, I'm saying us specifically, we got to get on them. We got to get on
them. But y'all
vote them
in,
like
though. Y'all vote them in for a reason, right?
Well, some I vote in and some I don't vote in. I like to hear their views. And you know what the first I ask them? What is your agenda for the community? Some don't answer, some can't do. Now, come on now. You can't answer that?
Okay.
I see them all the time, bro. Trust me, I worked in politics. I used to work for Board Elections. I see it all the time.
I understand that. My mother did too. So I understand a lot of things about politicians. I don't deal with politicians. Religion and politics, I don't discuss on air.
Hey, like I said, I just take my point of view. Okay, now let's get off that. Let me just talk about my empty drink. So we're gonna get off that.
Thank
I'm not here for that. Okay.
Thank you.
Wanna give a shout out to Crazy Harry. Keisha, I told you Harry, get on your show if you want to promote his stuff. And also wanna shout out my PR, DJ K Nikki. We're gonna do some videos soon about SX Energy Drink. And anybody that wants to talk about SX Energy Drink, you can call me 1-800-235-6500. And also shout out to Adrian J. My Asian model of the month, and I believe she'll be on your show in a few weeks. Right, Keisha?
Yes, she will.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Yeah.
So just leave it as that.
All right. Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, Sean. And, yeah, Adrian, she'll be having her interview, you know, coming up, not next week, but the week after. She'll be in 2 weeks.
You're still there?
Okay.
Yeah,
all
right,
y'all.
We saw you.
Definitely shout out to her.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay.
We saw you.
All right. Easy.
All right.
Bye now. Come on.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we're here. He was asking were you still here when Sean was talking.
Oh, yeah, we were too. I was talking.
He can't hear us, though, that's why.
Oh, okay.
That's why
well,
I talked a little bit louder than Sean.
And then we'll go to the next caller. This is Flintstone by Stunner and Prince.
You all ready for the next?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well,
right.
I was going to a track.
Song first.
Huh?
The song
yeah,
first.
Yeah, I was going to a track, Flintstone.
Flintstone's
okay.
The track, and then the caller.
I think it is labeled as Jim.
All right.
Turbulent troubles are flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
Yep.
Sleepless nights without fun. Turbulent troubles while flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
What?
Sleepless nights without fun.
Okay.
Because I refuse to go back to the bottom. Yep. Yeah. Because I refuse to go back to the bottom.
Nope.
Yep. Open up the window, see the sunshine. Wind blows up and it's like sometimes I'm standing in light, but I'm in the basement. Wishing to God I find a replacement. Fighting off demons, trying to reach my psyche. Writing music, I've had to hear my speech. Can't tell how many niggas want my downfall, but I'm standing on two till I can't walk. Till then I'ma let me get more girl, but the more success, it leaves me more prone to the criticisms. The criticisms, bigger visions, big intentions. Keep the focus, I leave it open. Being close-minded ain't why we showed us. Since 15 I was dedicated to a bitch. Hip-hop mouth got real grimy on me quick. Threw me out, they trying to hold me back. I came back to eat like a homeless cat. Saw over my shoulder like superstition. Paranoid, I ain't trying to lose the vision. Okay. Boy, call for my ghost, it's a preteen. I'm growing up, making mark on the big scene. All I see is fake thug trying to sit clean. Acting out like Denzel on a big screen. Yep. You mentioned success on my record sales. Digging the trash and it didn't fail. Knowing that my passion went into it. Along on my heart, wit, and the grit. It seems like the door is shutting. With not too many wanna trust me. Just wanna be surrounded bread like much meat. Before the dream is over and one way. Feeling troubles while flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
Yep.
Sleepless nights without fun. Turbulent travels while flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
What?
Sleepless nights without fun.
Okay.
Because I refuse to go back to the bottom. Yep. Yeah. Because I refuse to go back to the bottom.
Nope.
Yep. My destination is New York. I came here just to use a torch that was passed down from past legends. Told me just to have a message. A diamond in the rough that needs to be shined off. They don't know what they got till it's gone. Changing up for the options. Under pressure because of the logic. They think I'm a failure, but watch this. Making more of my time ends. I'm working on it like assignments. Trying to straighten up with my alignments. I got the juice, so don't come for me. The flavor identical to Sunny D. Motivated to be a better gem. No matter what everybody recommends, I kick down the door for my rewards. I got extra credit for finding more than the status quo. Work on extravagance, less common than your average in. Sleepless because I ran the track. Finish line in sight on my last lap. Stumbled out the gate, but I got the lead. I crossed it, got the dub for my whole team. Keep it up, I grabbed plenty bags handed to me. I ain't gotta ask. Niggas trip because I keep my swag. I gotta keep music out the trash. Now I'm a girl till I can't grow. Any whack niggas here get exposed. Working hard to the day I'm great. Trying to get it now, I ain't trying to wait. Turbulent troubles while flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
Yep.
Sleepless nights without fun. Turbulent troubles while flying in. All of the pressure, I smile and grin. Because I know what's the outcome.
What?
Sleepless nights without fun.
Okay.
Because I refuse to go back to the bottom. Yep. Yeah. Because I refuse to go back to the bottom.
Nope.
Yep.
Y'all.
Yes, definitely like that joint, and that was Flint Stones by Stunner for Vegas featuring Banna Prince.
Oh, that's what's up. We gotta get another caller.
Yeah, definitely do. Let's get to the next caller.
919-417.
What's up? Tupac Singer from Raleigh, North Carolina.
What's going on?
And how y'all doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. And you?
I'm good. I'm with Blackout Radio Show, the Spoken ENT Radio Show. I'll be on there Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. If anybody want to promote, they can call in and listen to my show. And you can also find me on Facebook, Tupac Singer Machiavelli Jackson.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what's up. I didn't get to call in to your first show, but I was listening. How did you like it?
I loved it. I enjoyed myself.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I felt when we first started out. You know, it was something totally out of the box for me. So I was a bit nervous about it because I just didn't know what to expect. But once you start, yeah.
Yep. Once you get a couple shows, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Really. That's essentially what it definitely feels like.
Okay.
Well, that's what you gotta do. I mean, I do it every day. Get ready, then you gotta just.
Leave me down
here. Let the audience dictate how you gonna talk.
My song.
All right.
All right. Thank you for letting me call in.
You're welcome. And definitely, you know, again, welcome to the network, and this week I'll definitely be able to call in.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night out there.
All right, let's get to the next caller.
419-901. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on out there? Check your name, where you're
calling from.
Tony Storm, man, calling off the west side of Toledo. Just chilling.
Okay. What's going on, Tony Storm? What's going on?
I just wanted to tell y'all, if y'all get a chance, if y'all looking for any beats, to check out my BeatStars page, man, BeatStars.com, and search Tony Storm. I got some pretty affordable instrumental releases on there. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Tony Storm. And that's mainly about it. Follow me on Instagram. I'll be posting some new stuff.
Okay.
That's what's up, man.
All Tony Storm. Yeah. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I wanted. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Call in anytime.
You know, we appreciate you for always calling in, and you be safe out there.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, peace.
Peace. All right, let's get to the next one.
415-375. Yo, what's up? This is all Memphis, San Francisco. What's up, y'all? How y'all
what's
doing?
What's up,
old
man? How you doing tonight?
Man,
how
I'm
you
just
been?
Chilling, just staying out the mix, man. The coronavirus going around, otherwise than that, it's going. It's chilling, man. Still working, still doing a show that I do every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for the Blackout Radio family. For allow me to come on and start my own podcast that started every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blackout Radio, like I said, and it's every Wednesday. The next one is next Wednesday, May 20th, you know what I'm saying? So I'll check out my show. Also working on my mixtape that's getting ready to come out, and then also we're working on my CD finally that's coming out. But otherwise of that, man, just staying active and trying to keep hip hop alive, man. You know, I was listening to what y'all was talking about and the stuff that was going on. I come from the 60s, you know, and I think we need to go back to where we used to be, when we used to march and just take back the streets and take back and stand up for what's right. That's what we used to do. So I think that's a lot of things that we fail to not do. We sit back and just let everything happen and hoping that the politicians are going to change things, but that's not how we made it out of the struggle we made in the 60s, and I'm just so pissed, so disappointed and embarrassed that we don't stand up for nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? We stand up for criminals nowadays instead of standing up for what's right. And, you know, we support criminals more than we support people that's doing right. And I don't think that's what's right, that they hunted down that black man like that. Two of them, like cowards, you know. I consider a coward two men going to hunt down a young black male, you know, just hunt him down with a gun. I think that's the most cowardice thing that in America, you know what I'm saying? And I'm very upset because America hasn't changed at all, you know what I'm saying, to me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say things have changed. I don't think things have changed at all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a 60s baby. I knew it was there. You know, I was born when Mark was having his dream. So I know about struggle. I know about racism. I know about discrimination. And we didn't put up with that stuff in the 60s. Now, I'm upset that we allow our people to go through the stuff we're going through now. But anyway, I'm going to let it go, though. But that's my feeling on the whole situation. But I'd like to thank God for y'all for supporting OMF all these years and carrying on hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on OMF Posse on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And, you know, we'll continue to support Blackout Radio. We need to support our people, and that's what sucks. That's all I have to say on that. But I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all have a good night.
You too. We definitely
appreciate
you.
We appreciate you coming and calling in.
You know, for calling in.
All right.
You be safe out there as well.
All right. Love y'all. Peace.
Same here, man.
Love you too. All right, let's get to the next call, and then we'll get another track on.
412-863.
Hello, state your name, where you from?
412-863. All right, 267-551.
Hello, state your name, where you from?
267-551. All right, we got 810-835.
Yo, 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 what it do? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan. How y'all doing today?
What's
hey,
up, Carlito?
What's cracking, lacking? What's
doing the breeze?
Cracking, but, hey, everything's cracking, but hopefully nothing's lacking.
No. No, somebody lacking something.
Well, there's always lacking something, but hopefully it's not.
They call in for a chicken recall, so you know what's up with that.
They call in for what?
They doing a chicken shortage.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, chicken shortage, you know. You know, we ain't gonna go into that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get you shut down, but you know, we know who the COVID hit the most in America. You know what I'm saying? We know where poverty
right.
hits the most. So I mean,
it's all good.
I mean, it's
all good.
It's
they
no
can't
secret.
Stop me from
it's
going.
No,
I
hey,
I'll become
hey,
a
real,
vegetarian.
No,
that's all.
Hey, it's no secret that you know they trying to hit us hard. You know what I'm saying? But we just you know we got to keep it moving.
That's
you know
it. We
all
right. Jumping numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Got to get
jumping
around
numbers.
That. You feel me?
It's more than one wing you cut a chicken.
Oh, yeah. For real. It
I'm
won't be
good.
That long because white people like chicken, too. So it ain't going to be that long.
They like grape soda, too.
You know what I'm saying?
They like grape soda. They like to go
right.
on a picnic.
Hey,
like
what's the one lady? What's the one lady? The white lady that cooked the chicken, the fried chicken. What's her name? You know, she was famous
what's
for
one?
Her fried chicken. The
one,
oh, the one that got caught. The one, huh?
Come on, Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. Yeah, Paula
yeah.
Deen. Yeah.
She called us all
yeah.
her name, but. Every, but they let Austin call her though. That's stupid.
No, she was frying chicken and calling us niggas at the same time.
But your brother and your
that.
Sister can call you nigga though. That's stupid as shit.
If
what
all the callers hold on, please for us.
You know what I'm saying?
Guys, short, very short.
She ain't touch nobody. She ain't offending nobody. She ain't offending me.
No, I mean,
I get mad when we say you nigga. Be honest with you.
Hey, I don't care, man. That word holds no weight over here. No way.
Yeah,
you know
she was talking about her sons. At the end of the day, she was about her sons and all of them. So, like, they white.
Right.
They was ignorant at the time. She called them a nigga.
Right. Yeah, because a white man called me a nigga, I'm going to call him. Hey, look. I figure out the whole racism with the nigga thing. If a white person calls me a nigga, I call him a nigga right back. That stops it all. They look at you
yeah.
like, how dare you? And they walk off. Because they want you to
oh,
go,
see,
why the fuck are you trust?
See,
they want you to go. They want
yeah.
you to get all huffy and puffy. And, who are you talking
yeah.
to? I just be like, no. Nah. They be like, man. I be like, oh, you a nigga. And then walk off.
Yeah. Got the mic. There you go.
That's a,
shit.
Yeah, drop the mic.
In Baltimore.
And then you gotta,
see, in Baltimore, you don't have to worry about
open.
People calling you nigga. Shit. In Baltimore, you don't have to worry about
hey.
The white people calling you nigga. The damn black people calling you nigga. And they're going to keep it
hey.
Man, it's been
hey,
the last crazy 2 days of my life.
You got to worry about it from both sides, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
It is
you
what
indeed.
It is, man.
I mean,
you
light skin, so it's hard for you.
Ah, man.
You
dog. When I grew
you know,
up, look. I want to, look, I got a story to tell
you
all real quick. When I grew up, I was real smart, so they sent me to a white school, right? Sent me and this black girl
oh,
and Angie Moore to a white school. Went to an all white school. Now, we started this magnet program. So then they started bringing other black people in, right? Now, when other black people came in, they was kind of hood. So for about, I say 6 months, I was fine. And then when other people start coming in, You know what I'm saying? I was getting it from both sides, you know, because the white people was mad about the hood niggas. And the hood niggas was mad at white people. White people was calling me nigga, and the white black people was calling me hunky. So, I mean, I mean, you know, so, I mean, I ain't, shit don't bother me, none.
All right, we appreciate it, Carlito.
For sure, man. You know, man, Carlito ain't 1-0, man, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I got a new album about to come out, Boy No Tomato. I'm doing a benefit concert tonight on Zoom. It's on my timeline, Carlos Carlito Johnson. We're trying to raise money to get the frontline workers PPE equipment, you know, personal protection equipment, masks and gloves.
Send me the link.
So, all right, bet. Yeah, it started 7. It's a whole another a slew of artists that's going to be on there. We're doing a quarantine concert. All right.
You know All right, send me the link. I got you. Send me the link. Appreciate it.
I got you, man. Y'all have a great day, man. Look up Carlito A10. Def OJ just hit over 130,000 streams on Spotify. Coquito just hit over 65. So pick that up, Def OJ on Spotify. Carlito A10 on Spotify. All them names everywhere. Holla at you. Shout out to Black Team right, and Jules. Shout out to you. Shout out to Yo Case. Yeah, Yo Case. You know how I do it. Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying? Royal Crush, baby, because we crushing royalty. Holla.
Definitely thanks for calling in, homie. And you be
for
safe
sure.
out there.
Oh, for sure. I stay. I'm trying. God got me. All right, one.
One.
All right.
All right, we got another caller.
443-554.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Rel Cramel. I called her a couple of times and wanted to say how y'all doing. Wanted to say thank
what's
you for
having
me. Hey, we doing fine and yourself?
We doing, I'm doing good. I just wanted to call to promote a single that I've been pushing. It's called Celebration. It's on my SoundCloud for right now and actually available on all streaming services. If y'all want to go get that, it's called Celebration by Rel Cramel.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, I definitely do like that track. I put it on my Instagram.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the support.
You're welcome.
I also want to thank my name. The project is the 20th of October. No, the 10th of October, I apologize. It's called Misguided. You want to look out for that. I'll be dropping a few singles P in the near future.
Okay.
Just wanted to call in and check in and see what the radio doing. I ain't been on this song in a minute.
That's what's up, man. Keep on calling in, man. We got shows Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, and Saturday, I believe, and Sunday.
Oh, but of course. I definitely call up there.
Yeah.
I'm looking like my second home for promotion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was promotion, man.
We got
California,
got.
Baltimore, North Carolina, San Francisco, the UK, Detroit. We everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're global.
Right?
Definitely.
So, that's how you got to think nowadays, man. Can't be local all your life.
Yeah, that's understandable. Especially trying to push the word out and get, you know.
No problem.
Not talent on the show. Yeah, like I said, I appreciate you letting me on the show, and I just want to call in and say what's up.
Oh, anytime, man.
No,
call in
no
next week.
I will.
I appreciate it.
Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there. All right, well, let's get into this next track, and then we'll get a few more callers on before we end the show. This is Not the Same by our Artist of the Month, Work.
Okay, why you wake me up my sleep, man? It's your man Work. Hip Squad Studio. Get officially out. Something I just gotta get off my chest. He only had an hour, I told him let's take it. This shit just don't move me the way it used to. I'm certified, rocking on cable, way before Hulu, way after the Zulu, but right around the time. city made of susus. I was that cat with the kickaboodle, serving the milk noodles. My plans was to make the drizzle. That means to get to seeds, any means, no refusals. I might have made mistakes on the way, still a pupil. I'm learning, but the things that I've accomplished are useful. I'm sick, Michael Vick with it, you and your dog burning. Niggas be in the business when business not a concerning. Wonder what I'm deserving, wonder what I am earning. Wondering how I'm teaching, he only watch how you're learning. You gotta stick with it, God gave us all a purpose. Don't think because you're hating, he's bringing you faster service. I'm still the ill quotable, known to get emotional probed. Both holes to their bones. I swear guard to your team in the zone. The cheerleader, little nigga acting too strong. Stay in your place, I'll make it hard for you to be traced. A homicide case, I rock, I'm here to harmony face. My harmony's great, the track leave you happily faced. I probably faced a million niggas, not really staged. I mentally caged, the swag the way you move is enslaved. You digging your grave, your own black people to shame. You trying to brush through an afro, yoke your super douche with my lasso. I'm way beyond hot, call me Tabasco. Source with a force from the north, it's like a raffle. Slim chance you're gonna get picked, I leave them baffled. Stumbling, fumbling, mad abusing, they misusing. What they quoting, that's hip-hop, son, that ain't music, not amusing.
Alrighty, and we are back. That was Not the Same by Work. Let's get to the next caller.
209-915.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Nero. I'm 13 and I'm from Stockton, California. How y'all been?
What's up, man? How you been?
Good, and y'all?
I can't complain.
Good.
You ready for your photo shoot? Video?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I just wanted to call in because I know I already said all this stuff, but I got to keep promoting it. Like, I got Black Boy Joy coming out. Well, it's out on all platforms. Got a music video from 3 to 5 on May 23rd. And, like, yeah, need some Dope Nail Dancers. Yeah, it's going to be lit.
Where's it going to be at on May 23rd?
Sacramento Elevate Studios.
Yeah, that's in Sacramento, California, or that's the name of the studio?
The name of the studio?
No, which state is it going to be in? What part of California?
Sacramento.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that's all I'm calling for. And, like, get it lit because, you know, we have listeners all the time.
That's what's up.
So I got to keep promoting it. So, yeah.
Send it out. Yeah, we're pulling it out in, too, all right?
Huh?
Have your manager or yourself send it to us and then report it as well. Send it to my IG.
All right.
I'll put it on my pages and stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank y'all for letting me call in today, and yeah.
Anytime, Everett. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, y'all too. Thank y'all. Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Alright, let's get to another caller. Or you want to
4-2
drop my link real fast.
4-2-3-6-4-5.
Hello, state your name, where you from?
What's up, man? It's ALG Mr. Green from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Calling
to
promote my music. Yeah, I was calling in to promote my music, man. How y'all doing?
All right, we're doing good. We're doing good on yourself. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just out here, man.
That's what's up. So what do you want music to promote? Your single, your album, EPK, what's up?
I'm promoting all my albums. I got about 5 albums on all the digital platforms.
Tune, okay.
Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal. You can look me up. Anybody can look me up on any one of the digital platforms up under ALG Mr. Grinch, and you can look me up on YouTube. Look me up on YouTube,
okay.
And
just type in Edgy Mr. Grinch and all my albums will pop up. You know, and when you look at the videos on YouTube, let the ads play, cause that's what give me, you know what I'm saying? That would give me my little money and my you know what I'm saying, my streams and all that, you know, let the ad play.
Okay.
And check me out. I got a movie called Consequences on there. On YouTube, you can type that in, Consequences to the Game, filmed by Lil Mo. I got a whole bunch of Chattanooga people on that movie. We working on another movie. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be working on another one. It probably take about 3 months to finish it, but we're gonna start working on it.
Okay. That's what's up. That's some good stuff.
I'm still gonna send y'all some music, man, because I know y'all be doing music on here. I just ain't had a chance to. I'm gonna go on there. I'm gonna send it to your Gmail.
Okay, you can send it to Worldcrest Takeover Radio Show at gmail.com, or you can send it to worldcrestent@gmail.com as well.
Okay,
and, you can follow up.
Follow me on what?
You can follow me on Mr. Run Tell That on IG.
On IG. Mr. Run Tell That.
You can follow, yeah, Mr. Run Tell That. Mr. M R dot Run, RUNTELLTHAT.
Okay.
And you can follow my co host, which is Royal Crush ENT on there, which is Royal Crush Pizza on Facebook, Royal Crush ENT on Twitter, ENT Crush on, I believe, YouTube and stuff like that.
Okay.
All everywhere.
Okay.
We don't have Snapchat and TikTok right now, but we are working on that right now.
Okay, you'll get a friend request from me. It's gonna be Lakeem Yaheem, and it's gonna say LG,
okay.
Mr. Grinch. You know, I'll hit you up in a minute.
Okay, whatever you can, I'll follow you. And I touch base with you. I got some shows coming up. We got a promotional package. We do a lot of stuff outside of the radio.
Okay, and I also shoot videos. If anybody needs videos shot, you can contact me.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
If anybody needs videos, just contact me, LG, Mr. Grinch, or Lakeem Yaheem, and I'll be ready to help you out. You know what I'm saying? I got the price. Just hit me up, tell me what you need to be done, and I got you.
All right, we appreciate you calling in, man.
All right.
No problem. You be safe out there.
You got time for
another track? That is bringing us, yeah, I'm going to put it on once we do this part. That is bringing us to the end of the show. Definitely want to shout out all of the callers and all of the listeners, because without y'all, it would be no us. We greatly appreciate it. I know we're living in some, troubling times, but there's still a lot of things to be hopeful about. I hope you can, find that, lean into the good things in life and, try to block out the negativity that people can send your way sometimes. If you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show or get an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And you can hit my co-host up at Mr. Runtel That on IG. We wish you guys nothing but the best, love, peace, and happiness. And until next time, check in with us next week. We'll have Jason on. He is the people's champ of the A&R game. But we greatly appreciate all of you guys. And to close us out, let's put on Views by the Magnificent James.
That's what's up. Good show.
XL Diamond. Code 17. I support the love.
They do anything for views. Spend any rent on shoes. They do anything for views. They might get some play on the news. They do anything for views. See me, I got nothing to prove. They do anything for views. And I'm not trying to keep up with them dudes. They do anything for views. Spending they rent on shoes. They do anything for views. They might get some play on the news. They do anything for views. See me, I
ain't got nothing to prove. Didn't do anything for views, and I'm not trying to keep up with the news. My head is in a spiral. Why by now, I ain't gon' rival. I'm too great to have a rival. My rap book is like the Bible. Stocks don't care that kids are watching. Keep it private, not no option. Why you flashing guns and drugs? Don't you know the wolves are plotting? Don't you know the law is watching? Listening to your conversation on your Facebook application. Facial scan is not erased. Yes, they searching through the comments. Niggas keep on typing shit. You wonder who the page on IG with no pictures, like and shit. Keep on posting, fighting shit. I'll block that ass just lightning quick. They snitching on their family and they killing just like Michael Vick. Most of them bitches don't have the story. Leave me with a lot of questions. Teams are doing the killing and I wonder how they got the weapons. Keep it moving, get the stepping. I don't do no second guessing. If my brother is some danger, then you better call a reverend or you call an ambulance. Cause at the least you're gonna need them. I support the love and hate and words you shouldn't never read them.
They do anything for views. Spending their rent on shoes. They do anything for views. They might get some play on the news. They do anything for views. See me, I got nothing to prove. They do anything for views. And I'm not trying to keep up with them views. They do anything for views. Spending they rent on shoes, they do anything for views. They might get some play on the news. They do anything for views. See me, I got nothing to prove. They do anything for views.
Been on the map before the net for 1,000 bitches for real. Don't play with me when I'm buzzing, cousin turn drunk. Oh yeah, I come with the steel. You stunt the gram, I bust your fans. I want your wife, you for real. You fake capping, cops snapping, man, y'all all on one bill. They got you before I could. I'd have tried to challenge, shot you, rock you, pop next to your vest or your face full of malice. Pitch fights, purple fist, stacking money under pallets. I get this cheese, bacon, lettuce, bread. Shit sound like a salad. I ain't stopping, diddy bopping. One shot, one kill. My mannequin challenge make you look like you gone off them pills. Cold and ballin' with no telling, your snitching shit is unreal. Set your car on fire, hater, I give a fuck how you feel. Hit by taters, ate by gators, what the fuck is the deal? Your bitch twerking, got you lurking while my bitch working chill. Better ask somebody, cause I've been past nuts. Only time we dump ice on you to wake your bitch ass up.
They do anything for views. Spending they rent on shoes. They do anything for views. They might get some play on the news. They do anything for views. See me, I got nothing to prove. They do anything for views. And I'm not trying to keep up with them dudes. They do anything for views. Spending they rent on shoes. They do anything for views. They might get some play on the news.